All right, here we go. Another trivia question for you this morning with Mr. Kiger. And yesterday he tripped me up a little bit with the southernmost capital city of the United States. That would be Honolulu, even though I said it was Austin, Texas. But what do you got for us today? You gonna screw me over again today?
Oh, no. I mean, in fact, you know, I tried to give you a little love when you aired yesterday. I mean, Austin is indeed the southernmost capital of the Continental 48.
Mm-hmm.
But that was yesterday. It's in the rearview mirror. We're moving forward.
Okay.
And today we're doing Ladies in Lyrics.
Ladies in Lyrics. I'm assuming song lyrics you're talking about here.
That would be correct. But ladies in song lyrics messed up my operation.
Okay. What you got?
All right. What's the name of the girl with whom Bruce Springsteen insists he's born to run? What's the name of the girl in the lyrics with whom Bruce Springsteen insists he's born to run? So you got to start humming and thinking about that classic tune from Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band back a few years ago.
Wow. Boy, that's a great question. I'm kind of humming the song in my head right now, but I'm not coming up with an answer. But somebody will know. We got a lot of Bruce fans out there. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. And Freddie, what's on the line here? What can they win?
$10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Let's go.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz. I'll see you on the radio. Freddie, I'm going to say I don't know the answer to your question this morning about Bruce Springsteen's famous song, Born to Run. It's not Rosalita. Who would it be?
No, that's a great song, too. Yeah.
That's the only thing that kept popping into my mind. And obviously, that's not even the same song. So what's the correct answer?
Windy.
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 Wow.
Not W-I-N-D-Y like the association.
Yeah.
Yes, like Wendy in a Beach Boy tune.
Mm-hmm.
But this tune, Bruce is lamenting that for people like them, he and Wendy, they were born to run.
Wow, I should have gotten that, man. That's I don't know, it just wouldn't come to me.
Yeah, it's kind of near the, probably the latter part of the song, and he half delivers it, almost speaking, singing, if you will. It's a great tune. I mean, I'll never forget the first time I heard that that Dynamo Jersey sound with all the emotion that he packed into the voice for this particular tune.
Yeah, and I remember when he first came out, that's the first song I heard that I remember anyway, and he was on the cover of Time, and I think he was on the cover of other magazines. Certainly he was on the cover of Rolling Stone. And it was just everywhere. He burst onto the scene. It was really pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, the whole song about Rosalita, he had, if not one, maybe two albums that floundered. He was kind of on the brink of whether he was going to make it or not. And then, boom, Thunder Road, Born to Run came out. The rest, as we can say, is music history for this Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and the big man. I remember him, too, Clarence Clemons.
Hey, Clarence Clemons, yeah. Because in Rosalita, he tells Rosalita in the song that he's just gotten a record contract. He's all excited. Rosalita's a great song. That's a fun song.
So many great songs from Bruce. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch, buddy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Ron.